So let's turn in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. You know, we've been looking at how important it is to put on the whole armor of God. And our enemy, he is strong, and he's showing himself very strong today. And we need to put on the whole armor that we can stand against the devil. And I want to say, however, that, you know, he's no match to God. And if we put on our armor, as God has instructed here in this passage, he's going to be no match for us. Amen? I mean, we have here the Word of God, and he tells us how we can stand and be strong in the Lord. And God wants us to be strong in him. And but this doesn't mean that we're just to be on the defense. You know, a lot of times as Christians, we think of this passage, we think of defense. We need to, you know, hide out in the church and say, devil, you can't get me now. Nah, 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 nah. You know, I mean, that's not what it's talking about here. We're going to learn tonight that you also got to be on the offense. You've got to go out into the enemy's territory. We got to storm the gates of hell, bind the strong man, and set them free. And Christians are meant to be active in service, and God wants us to be progressing forward with the gospel. You know, Jesus is our commander in chief, and he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. And so we're to go with the gospel. And, you know, you have here in the introduction, if we take the go out of the gospel, it is not good news. You take the go out of the gospel, it is not good news. You know, the first two words or letters in gospel, go, go, go ye to all the world. So if we take that go out of the gospel, how's it going to be good news for the world that's lost and dying without Christ? And so we've got to advance into the enemy's territory. As he's warring against us in this warfare, we're not just to be on the defense. We've got to be on the offense. We've got to go out there with the gospel. We're to invade the enemy's territory and preach this gospel of peace. You know, I find it interesting here that, let's read the verse in verse 15 where he talks about peace right here in the midst of a passage on warfare. He said, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So he's talking about the different pieces of armor. We'll put on all the armor of God, not just one piece, but every piece. And so we're going to look tonight at having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And but I want to just say something about this word peace. And right here in the midst of warfare, he's talking about peace. And if you go back in chapter 2, Paul in this letter, he talked about how that we have peace as Christians through the blood of Jesus Christ. Look in verse 13, Ephesians chapter 2. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who had made both one and had broken down the middle wall partition between us. So Christ, he is our peace. We have this peace with God tonight because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because his blood was shed for our sins and we have put our faith in Jesus, we have peace with God. And Romans 5:1 tells us that. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you thankful for that peace? And so in the midst of this warfare against our enemy, let's remember the peace that we have with God and the peace of God that keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so it's this peace that we proclaim through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you look in later in that chapter 2, verse 17, it talks about Jesus came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. You know, Jesus is our example. He went and preached peace. He is our peace, and he is our example. He went forth and with the beautiful feet preaching the gospel of peace. And so we have to follow the footsteps of our Savior and go out and preach peace. You know, think about it. Jesus had his feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Let me look at this other quote here. No Christ, no peace. No Christ, no peace. You know, this is important truth. We who know Christ, we have peace. The peace of God that passes all understanding. But if you don't know Christ, you don't have any peace. There's no peace that you can find in this world. You know, it's sad that we see all around the world there's no peace. People don't have peace. People talk about world peace. Well, we have it in Jesus Christ. The gospel of peace. You know, we have this same mission that Jesus had. A mission of proclaiming the gospel of peace and being ready to share the gospel. And you know, there's a huge difference between us and our mission as Christians and the mission of other religions. For example, Islam. You know, our mission is radically different. And that's going to bring me to this next little statement here. We're not taking life, but we're offering life. We are not taking life. Our mission is not to take people's lives. Our mission is to offer people life through the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not making war. We're making peace. So in the midst of this warfare that we're fighting against our enemy, the devil, all the principalities and powers and high places, we have a mission. Let's not forget that mission. While we're at war, let's remember our mission is to offer peace, to preach the gospel of peace to those who are lost. And, you know, not only do we don't take people's lives, but we're willing to lay down lives, or we should be. You know, our Savior laid his life down for us. And, you know, thinking about that missionary that's in Saudi Arabia, I'm just, I have the utmost respect for somebody like that. I cannot imagine living in Saudi Arabia and the fear, not knowing that you're going to get caught. I mean, if you're caught evangelizing, you break their laws. And just imagine, you got your wife, your kids, and any day they could break through your doors and just arrest you. You know, people willing to lay down their lives for the gospel. That's what it's all about. But we know that one day Christ is going to raise us up. He's going to raise us up. And that's our hope. That's our peace. To be strong in the Lord, we see here in our text tonight, to be strong in the Lord, to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, we must have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What does it mean? What does it mean to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? What does that mean? This word, shod, means to bind under one's feet, to put on shoes or sandals. You know, we must not overlook the importance of shoes. I mean, I think everyone here tonight came with a pair of shoes on. Maybe some flip-flops, some of you ladies, some sandals. But you all came with some shoes on your feet. Shoes are important. The soldier that's going to battle, if he's barefoot, he's not going to get very far. He's not going to be able to wage a good warfare. You know, I read that Roman soldiers, they wore these hobnailed sandals. They had these nails that they would nail through the shoe, these very thick leather soles, and they would help them to go over different types of rough terrain. And in fact, I read that their shoes, their boots were called, they had a name for it. Caligal. It was a military boot. It was an important part of their equipment. And it said that Those boots were the secret to the Romans' conquest. It was the secret. I mean, because they had proper shoes or boots so they could march over long, many miles of territory, rough territory. And so they could go in every nook and cranny and find the enemy and conquer. And, you know, we have to have gospel shoes and go into every nook and cranny with the gospel and reach people with the gospel. You know, can you imagine any football team with players running out to the field barefoot? You know, I remember reading about a man, one of the NFL's best players years and years ago, Jack Lambert. And he had to retire. Do you know why he had to retire? He had turf toe, a problem with his foot. You know, our feet are important. You know, as a wannabe runner, you know, I know the importance of shoes. I mean, shoes are the most important thing for runners. And most every sport, shoes are important. If you're in soccer or if you're in football, basketball, baseball, whatever sport you're in, your shoes are important. But imagine how important it is to a soldier in close combat. I mean, you got to have some good boots. You got to have some something's going to protect your feet. Something's going to give you stability as you're engaged in warfare, hand-to-hand combat. And so a lot of of our victory depends on having shoes on. And I was reading that during the American Revolutionary War, one of the greatest obstacles that General George Washington's troops faced at the Battle of Valley Forge was that they were barefoot. Their shoes were worn out, and they had literally taken paper and old rags and wrapped their feet. But they suffered frostbite. And, you know, it was difficult for them to wage a war because of their feet not having proper shoes. And so we need to realize how important shoes are. There's an old adage that says, for the want of a nail, the kingdom was lost. And what that meant was, for the want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For the want of the shoe, the horse was lost. For the want of the horse, the soldier was lost. For the want of the soldier, the kingdom was lost. So just the loss of a nail that would hold that shoe on a horse would cause the loss of the battle. And so it is with soldiers. We need to have on our shoes. Having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So we're talking tonight about lacing up in our gospel shoes, putting on those shoes. And, you know, we talked about last week the breastplate. Put on that breastplate of righteousness. And we talked about before that the belt of truth. But tonight we're talking about these shoes. And so we're going to ask this question, how do we lace up our gospel shoes? How do we lace them up? How do we put them on? What is Paul talking about here? Well, I believe that we're going to look at two things objectively. We must believe the gospel of peace. Remember, when we started this study, we were talking about the armor has an objective side and a subjective side. The objective side is basically every piece of armor represents Christ. It represents putting on Jesus Christ. He is our peace. We already read that verse in Ephesians. And so as we have to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to believe the gospel. The gospel is what? How Christ died for our sins. How he was buried and how on the third day he rose again. The gospel is Jesus. That's what Jesus did for us. And so we have to believe the gospel of peace. And because we've embraced and believed the gospel, listen, we can stand firm in this battle against the devil. You know, the gospel is what gives us stability. You know, we as Christians, we're going to face some rough terrain in our life. We're going to face some battles, and we're going to get out there, and there's going to be some thorns and briars that's going to be on the pathway. But you know what? Because we believe the gospel, we can stand. We can face any hardship. We can face any difficulty. We can face anything the devil throws against us. Why? Because we have believed the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because we have peace with God. You know, because I know the peace of God. Because I know I'm at peace with God. I don't fear the devil. I don't fear him because I know that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I do not fear the devil. I respect his power. I respect who he is. But I don't fear him because I am a child of God. And I know my God is greater. And I believe the gospel. And I know that nothing, the Bible tells me, nothing can separate me from the love of Christ. Absolutely nothing. You know, just being in Christ and having the peace with God. And I'm no longer an enemy of God. I'm a friend of God. You know, if I didn't know if I was right with God, I'd be scared. I don't see how people today can live their lives and not be saved. I mean, what hope does people have today? I mean, look at, there's no hope in America. There's no hope with our politicians, don't look like. I mean, we hope for the best, but listen, there is no hope except in Christ. Because we believe and embrace the gospel. That gives us stability. We can go to war against the devil. We can stand against him. We can be strong in the Lord because we know his love and his peace. You know, it's the gospel that gives us that sure footing. It gives us that confidence. We can face any attack because we have peace with God. We have peace with God. You know, talking about going through rough terrain, I was a couple of weeks ago, went to Lake Meredith and wanted to experiment this trail that I've heard about. I think, Brother Tim, did you go with those youth? I know Brother Arlen went. Brother Arlen and Brother Curtis took their fifth grade. Trapper, that's right. And they took some of the fifth grade boys, I think some of the boys in their Sunday school, out to this Harbor Bay Trail. Well, I wanted to go look at it, and I got some new shoes. They're supposed to be trail running shoes, and they have a rock plate on the forefoot, so you're not supposed to feel the rocks in the trail. And they've got lugs on the bottom that grab so you don't slip and slide and fall. And so I'm running, I do mostly hiking, walking, pretty rough trail. So it's like this and, you know, over rocks and boulders and different things. But anyway, I was coming back, making my way back, and I kept feeling something pricking against the bottom of my foot. Something sharp. And so I stopped, sat on a rock, pulled my shoe off. I took my sock off, cleaned my sock out, looking for a little, it felt like a little splinter or something. And I put my sock back on, put my shoe back on. I tied it, got up, started to take one step. Oh, sat back down again, went through the whole process again, put my shoe back on, went out again. It was still there. I was like, what in the world? Where's this sticker at? And so I just happened to take my shoe and turn it over. There was a mesquite thorn gone clear through the shoe into the insole. So I took my hand, I ran it up there into the insole, and there it was, sticking through there. Just barely sticking through. Fortunately, it wasn't longer, but it was just enough to prick me. And, you know, I thought I had proper shoes. I thought they were going to protect me, but I guess not. But, you know, it just made me realize how important it is when we go to battle with the devil, get your shoes on, get the right shoes, get the gospel shoes on. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And, you know, shoes don't take the rocks out of the road. Shoes make it easier to cope with the rocks. Shoes don't make the load lighter, but they do make the load easier to bear. Shoes don't make the journey shorter, but they make it more enjoyable. So don't try to fight your battle without the gospel shoes, without putting your shoes on. If we're going to finish our course, if we're going to fight a good fight, if we're going to keep the faith, don't be barefoot. Believe the gospel. Embrace the gospel. Remember the gospel that we have, that we've believed, and we have peace through Christ. All right, let's look at the subjective side. I think this is probably, I believe the subjective is what Paul is talking about in all these pieces of armor. But I want to look at both because I believe they're both truths are there. But I believe primarily he's talking about the subjective side where we put this in practice because we have already believed the gospel if you're a saved, born again Christian. But subjectively, you must be prepared to go with the gospel. I want you to notice what he says. Having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What does preparation mean? Preparation means being ready, being prepared. Like a soldier would be prepared to attack or for an attack or for defense. It speaks of readiness. It speaks of being ready to do and suffer what God wills. It's being ready to march as a soldier, being ready to be a messenger of the gospel. I believe what he's talking about here is that he's talking about being ready to take the gospel, to go into the enemy's territory. We've got to go. We've got to go. I want you to look in Romans chapter 10, verse 15. Romans chapter 10, verse 15, he talks about how important it is to send preachers out. And he has these questions. He starts in verse 14, but we're just going to start in verse 15. How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Notice how he talks about it here as a gospel of peace. And this is a quotation of Isaiah 52:7. He's quoting the prophet Isaiah. He's saying, listen, Isaiah describes the messenger of the gospel of peace as having beautiful feet. Beautiful feet. You know, it's talking about our feet is, you know, what's the purpose of our feet? It's to take us places. Emphasis on feet is to go somewhere. And so the preparation, having our feet shod, he's talking about going. He's talking about that we need to march forward and in readiness with the gospel of peace. As we go forth, there's that readiness because we have the gospel, we have the truth. You know, I was, Brother Justin was asking me last night about permission to take the youth out tonight. And you know, we talked about it a little bit. And you know, I said, it's interesting that that's what I'm preaching on tonight. And about going forth with the gospel. He said, well, we're going to lace our shoes up. And so I thought that was good. You know, that's what he's talking about. We need to be ready at all times. First Peter, if you'll look in First Peter chapter 3 and verse 15, he tells us here, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh the reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So he's talking about being ready. Always, being ready always to give an answer. Be ready always with the gospel of peace. That's what preparation is talking about. Readiness. Are you ready tonight? I mean, when we walk out these doors tonight, you know, that's when we got to have the armor on. Put the armor on. You know, we come together here, assemble here with other Christians. I mean, we're not going to have to worry about, probably not going to have to worry about someone coming and throwing a fiery dart at us and trying to attack us spiritually. But you go out these doors into the world, you go home, you go to your workplace, you're going to face battles Satan's going to throw against you. You got to put on this armor. And one of the pieces of the armor is readiness to share the gospel. Readiness to give people the answer, you know, really the answer of all of our problems. Christ is the answer. You know, I believe the most victorious Christian is going to be the witnessing Christian. If you've ever gone out and witnessed and shared the gospel, you know what I'm talking about. You get done sharing the gospel, you just feel, phew, and you just feel good. You know, you're like, man, I just, you know, and even though that person may not have got saved, you were able to share the gospel and God was working and using you to plant a seed in that person's life. And so it's an exciting thing. And, you know, the devil, that is what it's all about. That, why do you think he's attacking us? He's all that. But, you know, one of the main reasons I think is about souls. It's a battle for souls. He doesn't just want to hurt us because we are God's children. But he doesn't want us to rescue any that are captive, held captive by him. You know, Brother Guffey preached on that. I was listening to, I almost got through the whole message. I'm listening piece by piece. When I get in my pickup, the Bluetooth kicks in and it'll come on and I'll get to work and it'll go off. So I'm listening. But I was able to hear, you know, 2 Timothy about the serving the Lord must be apt to teach and all those things. And why? We want to deliver these people that are in the snare of the devil. That's what the devil doesn't want. He doesn't want you going out in his territory. He doesn't want you to go attacking the gates of hell with the gospel of peace. He wants to keep people captive. He wants to keep people in that snare. But we have to go out there with the answer. And when we do that, we're defeating his purpose. We're defeating his purpose. Because see, his whole attack against us is to beat us down, to discourage us, maybe to get us fall into sin where we cannot feel useful to God. Remember last week we were talking about righteousness. You know, when we're not living right with God, we don't have boldness. If you've got sin on your conscience, if you hadn't confessed that sin, you're not living right, you're not going to be witnessing. The devil's got you where he wants you. But if you put on that breastplate of righteousness, you know, all these things fall in together. Everything's based on the truth. I mean, you got that belt of truth. You get that breastplate of righteousness. You're living right. You're right with God. You're living right with men. And you've got a good conscience. Listen, you've got boldness. Then you got the gospel. Boy, you got the devil now. I mean, you've got him. I mean, he's being defeated because you're going to be going forth and rescuing captives in his territory, in his snare. And so it's a very, very important we realize these truths. And I believe that if we are soul winners, we go out there and we're prepared to share the gospel, listen, it's going to give us victories. It's going to give us longevity in the battle. It really will. If you're not sharing the gospel, you know what you're doing? You're going to the battle barefoot. Now, after we talked about how important shoes are, would you like to go into a battle barefoot? I tell you what, I'm glad I didn't go barefoot in that trail. I've read a lot about barefoot running. I've thought about barefoot running. I've done some of it on turf, like at the track, but never anywhere else. I'm afraid. My feet are tender. I got tender feet. And I can't walk on gravel barefoot. I'm weak. And, you know, when we were in Ghana, you know, those people over there, they grow up barefoot. Most of their life, their feet are tough as leather. And they play soccer without shoes. But we're not Africans. So we got to get shoes on. So get your shoes on. If we don't have our shoes on, listen, the devil's going to whip us. He's going to get us hurt in the battle. We're not going to be able to win. You know, there's a song. I want to just a small phrase out of that song. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. You know, may that be our prayer. That be our prayer. God, take my feet. But, you know, for our feet to be swift and beautiful, we better get them shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And let me say this in closing. If you are not at peace with God, if you don't know beyond shadow of doubt that you are saved, if you don't have a right relationship with God, then there's no way that you can win this battle. You got to have the peace of God. You got to believe the gospel. Remember, know Christ, you know peace. And when you have that peace, you have victory. And Christian, we can't finish our course. We can't fight a good fight. We can't run a good race if we're not shod. If our feet are not shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So get your gospel shoes on, lace them up, and let's go. Let's pray. Stand with me. Father, we thank you so much once again for giving us this battle piece of soldier's armor. Lord, the battle piece of our Christian life. Lord, if we're going to win this victory, if we're going to be able to stand against the devil, if we're going to be able to be strong against the wiles of the devil, we're going to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Lord, I know many times I have been ill prepared. I have met people and you put people in my path and I was not prepared. I was not ready to share the gospel. I missed an opportunity. God, help us tonight to realize how important it is that we be ready to give an answer, that we be ready with the gospel of peace. Father, we thank you for the peace that we have through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for what you've done for us. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all. Don't forget, if you can help Miss Anita, get with her tonight.